Parshat Tzav. Vayidab. The parsha begins by Yidaber Hashem and Moshe Lemar. Tzav is Aaron, the Ezban of Lemar. Command Aaron and his children Lemar. Tzoz Torah Ha'ola. He Ha'ola Al Mokta Al Mizbeach Kol Halayla. This is the Ola which is given. This is the Torah Ha'ola. He Ha'ola Al Mokta Al Hamizbeach, which is burnt on the Mizbeach Kol Halayla Ad Haboker. Eish HaMizbeach Tukabo. So first the Medrash, Torah Sa'ola. Mahu Torah Sa'ola, Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Omar, Shelo Yiyu Yisrael Omrim L'Sha'ovar. B'nei Yisrael shouldn't say, in the past, B'zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYukayim, Hayinu Makrivim Korbanos HaMasakim Bohen. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, we were makriv the Korbanos, and we would be osik with them. Klomar lomdim hilchoseihem v'dinehem, learning their halachas and all of the dinim. Achshav shecharav beis hamikdash, ein korbanos, mahu l'sasek behem. Why should I even study them? Ulishema olenu lamodas dinehem hilchoseihem. What do we learn from it? Amal hem hakadosh baruch hu Yisrael ho uva atem is askim behem. V'lomdin Torah sa'olav ha'karbonos ha'rei mala ani alechem ki'ilu atem makrivim elson. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, if you're misasek and you study the Torah of the Ola and the Karbonos, I will consider it as if you brought the Karbon. So as an introduction, I think the Medrash we know, Shama Parav Sefoseinu, means that the machshava, the ideas behind everything you have in a korban, and today we'll speak about the korban ola, that itself is what will change you. And we have to understand the ideas behind it. So Rashi quotes the Medrash in Torah's Kohanim, Sav mahu lashem tzav, ela tzava, ela ziruz, miyadalas uladoros, ziruz, be careful, be... Zoros is to also want to push yourself. She hem mohev zoros badava v'noeg miyod v'noeg ledoros. It's not for just that generation, but it's for all generations. Amar Reb Shimon b'yosef tzorach hakasav lezoros v'lom aloshen tzava. You have to have more zeros in this pasuk. Why? Kol makom sheyesh chisorin kis. You're losing a lot of money. No one's eating anything from the carbon olah. Tichsiv, Amokta al Mizbeach kol halayla haboker, ve'eish haMizbeach tukad, sheyesh chisorun kis mamon b'sipuk eitzim. So with that, let's understand a number of ideas. What does that mean? First of all, chisorun kis, because you're losing money. The lashon of chisorun kis, we'll see something magnificent, absolutely magnificent, the Eretz Tzvi. So before we even begin on this week's Parsha, we have to go back to last week's Parsha. It's an introduction from Rav Kook. And he's dealing with this, with the Karban Olah. And Rav Kook says as follows. This is found on... So in last week's parsha, at the beginning of pasuk Dalid, "V'samach yado al rosh ha'olah v'nirtza lo l'chaper olav." So Rav Kook first says, "What is smicha? V'samach yado take care of the smicha shchita." The halacha is when you're doing smicha, in other words, right before the shchita, the baal, the owner would press both hands on top of the animal's head, almost lift your body. V'somach yato tekev l'smicha shchita, ha'smicha mechuberes im havidui. You're doing a vidui, you're confessing at that point. L'horo shechata ha'odam bo mipnei shekochosav ha'nefashiyim, heim nismachem ha'yisodei ha'nefesh. What caused you to sin? The kochos, The kochos had nefashim hein nesmachim. They were dependent on what? Al yesodei had nefesh avahemis. The animalistic nefesh within us. Vahanefesh abahemis alula lahatozis adam midarcho hayishara. And is that nefesh, not the nefesh alakus, the nefesh abahemis, which pushes a man to go off the derech hayishara. Al kain hu shochet es abahema lahoros al hoavaras shlitas hakochos abahemis mimena. We shech the behema, we shech them, in other words, we're taking away his life, to show the havaras, the removal of the shlitas hakochos, the authority of the koach of the nefesh behemis on us. Al kain rak hasmicha techonen es ha'odom lekabel to elis mashlita. V'somach yodo, Rav Kook writes, based on the pasuk in Gehelz b'karov l'shmoa mitoh haksilim zevach, Omar Rava, have a karov l'shmoa de rechamim. Be careful. Listen to the words of the chachamim. She'im choltim mevim karbon ve'osim tshuva. If someone sins and brings a karbon and does tshuva, ve'al tehi kachsilim she'choltim mevim karbon ve'enosim tshuva. Don't be like a fool and bring a karbon without doing tshuva. Ki enem yodim lasos ra. What does that mean? The end of the pasuk. They don't know to do evil. Al tehi kiksilim shechotim mevim karba ve'enem yodim im al tova ve'hem mevim ol ha'rahem mevim. I mean, when I don't know if I'm bringing this carbon something good or something bad. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu ben tova l'ra enem mavchinim ve'hem karba mevim l'fanai. They don't know what good or bad is. Well, what are you doing? What are you bringing a carbon if you don't understand the rationale behind it? So Rav Kook says that's the whole essence of tshuva. To understand, to recognize the evil that you've done. Vahatova sheyesh b'prida mimena, and the good that you received, the good by separating yourself from the evil. V'yalzeh b'karbon. Acharei shehekir shehara hu ra, after you realize the evil is evil, you should push it away. That he pushes away through tshuva, real tshuva, he finds it disgusting, the evil which he had did, and he removes it, and he overturns it. But all the time when he doesn't realize that what he did was wrong, he just simply pushes it away. But he just, it's not still within him. It's a natural thing, this is what I do. Even if he's only doing it because he's afraid of being the punishment, any day klal shehura, he doesn't realize, he doesn't understand what's the deeper evil. The ein ikar ritzona nifra mimenu, and his real rush, and so this deep conviction, it's not really separated from this idea. Hinei l'takin is hara I efshar ki im kishi yifra mimenu. The only way you can be matakin, you can complete, you can fix the evil which you've done is only when you recognize it and you separate yourself. Oz yesh b'yodah l'hachzer hara l'tov. Hamashal, misha ragel chas v'chalila b'kas, someone who's always an angry person. Kodim sheperish m'mena me'omek ritzono im kol ha'machshirim shemevim l'chizek ha'tikin ratshuva. Until he somehow removes this element, this character, you can't use it until you turn it around to use it for a mitzvah. Kivan shahara b'chova kishi yisora l'mida meguna zu yisora mitzvah hara chas v'chalila. If that characteristic is still within you, there'll be other opportunities. It'll come right back. U'mekalkel la'atzmo, and it destroys you. It faults you. It helps you. It fall. You will fall from it. Below talabiyado ella rigzunoso. Avol. However, kishe perish kodim l'chein nusyag atzma behergad rakov harga gadol. But once you change yourself, you separate yourself from v'tziruf tzva'o l'mo'os mi is gadol atcha einem is ora klal zeh, and you become so disgusting you don't even want to go close to it. Acharei hakara brura b'tzimu etes ba'atzmo klal, then yochol lahafoch hara l'tov. This passion, this anger is passion. This passion, this anger which you have, you could turn it from evil to good. Shigishtamesh bekoach zeh sheyodeya tokva ve'eich po'alolov b'dvar shenasa neged ritzono teshovev hadimyuni. You'll be able to use it from the mitzvahs. V'yata Yosef omitz lefol bo derech haseichel hamisha osa neged ritzon. Ein chavish, in other words, what he's saying, ki kodem, until you remove this characteristic within you, ein chavish mater atzmo, an imprisoned person cannot free himself mebeis ha'isurim, from prison. However, kishen nifrad mimenu nasa hara etzem acher, but when you separate it, then all of a sudden this evil can be used for something else, olav l'takim v'ro'i lo l'takim. This is the path. This is what we have to recognize in our lives. The tshuva shleima, the complete tshuva, he vaday tikkun hara, kmo shekasav Rabbeinu Yonah b'shari tshuva. B'davar shezada, something which you've done on purpose. Uvedava shechotin bo misratzen, avol tchila tzorach lihifarish min hara. But the first thing, in order to do tshuva, separate yourself from the evil. Yazov rosh hadarko v'ish oven machshev osav. Say this all the time. Yazov rosh hadarko. The rosha has to leave his derech. And moreover, v'ish oven machshev osav. Zehu karbanud tshuva. And what is every korban? Every korban is somehow to be mafresh yourself from that evil. Through the study, through the ideas, through the concept of tshuva, when you're doing the korban, you're metaken, you remove it, and you change yourself, lekarva el Hashem, leratzon, al mizbecho, v'hu reyach anichoach, shehaneshama nehenes menema. That is the reyach anichoach, the our neshama, and here the neshama behemen, the neshama elukus, gets hana from it. V'hamasim besirdim b'mosh lahem gufo d'malka. With that, we can understand, in other words, the whole concept of a carbon, right? The whole reason of the carbon is to do tshuva. To do a carbon without tshuva is meaningless, absolutely meaningless. And the idea of the carbon is that when I do a tshuva, that you focus what caused you to do this avera, remove that characteristic. And with that removal of the characteristic, or to change the characteristic for Latov, then you can grow. Then you can accomplish what the purpose is. So the Medrash also said, what is the reason? What is the reason of an Ola? So the Nesivas Shalom, and we'll start with the Nesivas, and there's some beautiful, beautiful Perushim on this concept. Zos Torah Sa'ola Hi Ha'ola Amot El Mizbeach El Halay. The Rashi brings Shabbala Lamed Al Hektech Halavim Ve'ivarim Shehei Kosher Kol Halayla. The burning of everything, the Hektech Halavim, is all night. Tzarech Bi'er Madu Adin Zeh Hashayich Bechol HaKarbonis Nemet Dafke Ba'ola. This is a true, all Karbonis. Why Dafke does he bring in here? Why here? Why is it by the korban ola the whole thing kula l'Hashem? Ubepracha harichatas ba'alaveira shabemaisent ve'ila ola mechaperes alhir halev. quoting the Medrash, what is the rationale? What chait? What does it come to be mechaper on? Everything, all the other karbanos is a maisa, something which I've done. Ola, mechaperas al hirur halev, machshava, my thinking. Nimsa shahakarban al machshava chorma yoser, mehakarban al masa. You see, the fact that you don't participate in the carbon and everything is cool al Hashem, so you see the carbon is al machshava is even more chomer than every carbon in the masa. V'yesh lomo, why? Al pi mashakasa b'seif Hashem Mishmuel, b'moka mashat tishchat ha'ola tishchat ha'chatos. Sakachara Rebbe says that where you shechted, b'makam asher tishchat ha'ola tishchat ha'chatos, in the very same place where you shecht the ola, that's also the chatos. The yafinim ized in Tzafon the chatos. Where? In Tzafon, in the northern part. Hareisha mekar din Tzafon nemer ba'ola, or Tzafon still, ba'ola v'chatos nitlis b'ola. In Yano, Kitzafon Merames ala Machshava. Tzafon, the northern part of Lashon Tzafon, hints on the Machshava Shehi Mechusa Utzfun. In other words, your thinking is hidden within you. Sheish Eino Yodeya Es Asher Belibo Shechaver. No one knows what's in the heart of another man or another individual. That's why it's brought in the northern part. And non lefizem aduba emes b'makam shetishchat ha'ola tishchat ha'chatos. So why in the same place? It really should be in two different places. Hare chatos ba amasim shehem galuyim. The chatos you bring on a maisa, on something which everyone knows about. Well, not everyone. In other words, it's exposed. Elo mishum shahamakar shachatas hu ha'ola, ki bi'etzem eichegiyo adam lidei kach. How'd you get here? How did you get to the state of sin? Shazim nelomen hashamayin lehichosha b'chet b'shogeg. You're bringing this chatas on a shogeg. How'd you get to the point that you were m'shogeg, that you did even by accident? Ein ze elo mekiven shekodem hoysa lo machshava. You don't get to where you are, unless somewhere within you, there was a machshava, there was a thought, the rak m'mneho isa nimna m'lovo lide maisa. Mikomakam ayde ha-machshava yeshak va-kesha mechei. Fantastic line. You thought about it. You have a taiva for something. The iser, but you know it's usher to do it. And therefore, you didn't come to the Maisa. However, Ayidei HaMachshava, since you already thought about it, it's within you. It's a possibility. Yesh lo kvar keshem hachet, you always have a connection to the sin. Umitokach bolo shem nechshal b'shog. And therefore, you were able to be over the Isser. It's just unbelievable pshat, you know, we... So it's even nicer, but not nicer. In other words, even it's a way to understand what the Satmar Rebbe said. Rebbe said that there's no such thing as a pure shogeg, and the Sefer Shalom is explaining why is there no such thing. Not something you would have been more careful, because the machshava was there. But you didn't do it for many reasons. There are many reasons why a person is not over it in Isser, the Mazen. He wants to. He has a machshava to it. It's a taiva. It's a desire to do it. But he removes it. He just holds himself back. But that would be the cause of a shogeg. Hainu shemekar hachatas hi ha'ola. The makar of the chatas, the source of the chatas is the ola. Shemito hiru halev higi lachatas. Ulefichach, and therefore, the makam asher tishchat ha'ola tishchat ha'chatas. Now, that's why you do it in the place. The place where you've done the ola, the makom where you shochet the ola, you shech the chatos. Ki tzara kapara al hiru halev shehu makar kol hachatom. Because you need kapara on the hiru halev, what was in our hearts, the thinking. The masha manas asma mechate papol hoyezeb mepnei hayira. V'hevi bozeh v'marmeh chazal. Hir hurei avara koshim aguvash avara. And that's what in Gemara Yuma says, when hir hurei avara, thinking about the avara, is even worse than the guf alava, even being over the transgression. Why? Shahatam bozeh m'mnei shalachol chet yishoresh hagorim lo. V'hu hiru b'avera shahu hashoresh. Because in every chet there is a source, there's a reason why you've done it. And that's the hiru, the thinking about it. Rosh v'la'ana ha-matzmech, as call it. That's what is a matzmech. It gives the ingredients. It's able to let it grow. Kimayim ha-chazal ha-ayin ro'eh ha-lev chomed u'kli ha-maisa gomrim. The eye sees, the heart has a desire for it, and then you need the kli ha-maisa. You have that ability that you do the gomrim. It causes you to do it. Ayin rohu ha-hiru shabo l'moach. Ha-diriyas ha-ayin. The ayin sees it and brings it to the heart. It brings it to the brain. Ze ha-shoresh pora rosh ula'ana ha-mevi l'chol ha-chaton. And therefore, here, hurei yaveira koshem yaveira kehem yisod v'shoresh hara. B'yalpiza yivura gamadu enemer dafka ba'ola haden shehekta chalovim veverim kasherim kol halayla. And now I'm going to understand why dafka the ola, the din of the hekta and chalovim and veverim the kasherim kol halayla. Why dafka brought down here? Hine orma chazal kol dova shetashmishimo be'esh v'dlavno be'esh. We know this in, you know, now it's right before Pesach, so all the difficulties. How do you kasher something? Kabbalah, kapolto. How did you use it? So something which is used through fire, you have to kasher it through fire. Ubiyarna bezal yisod hadvarim, marenu rabenu hakadosh hamagid mekuznets b'sifra avodas Yisrael shechatam naaser be'esh. Sins are done with esh, passion, fire. Tikunim tzarach liyos gam ayidei esh. And how can you matakein it? Through fire. Shetzarach lisrofu leva'er legamrei es hara. In order, what you have to do is you have to burn it, destroy it utterly, in total. Mikirbo ba'esh kodesh. How do you do it? You have to destroy it, you have to burn it out from within you. Getting ready for Pesach. Ein bir chametz elusreifa. How do you destroy chametz? Through burning it. Chametz merumas l'nekudas hara. What do we say chametz? Oh, so much Torah on it. Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. The chametz merumas l'nekudas hara shel akor es nekudas hara. How do you get rid of that? That evil within us, Hamishoresh is ba'adam, he raka yidei sreifa. Al ken kineged hirhurei halev. And therefore, these machshavas that are within us, how do you destroy them? Through esh, through fire, l'sarfam, ulevarum lagamrei. Zehu inyan zos Torah sa'ola. Hi ha'ola amota ha'mizbeach ol ha'layla araboker. The Esham is Be'ah Tukad Bo. Magnificent. This is the whole Indian. Zos Torah Sa'ola. What does it mean, Torah Sa'ola? This is the Ola that it left all night. Shahatikin Lahera Halev Hu Yadei Esh HaKodesh Shalem Isbeah Sistarfa. The Kilsa is Esh HaTuma. The Tikin, the only solution of Hira Halev, is to utterly remove it from within you. Even though it's in every korbanos, why? Every other avera. How'd you get to this avera? Just thinking about it. Something in your machshava. Zeh shenema paparshas ola hi hola al mota mizbeach kol halayla. Sheim ki kol avodas hakorbanos haisa beyom v'lo belayla. Now he focuses on why nighttime. If all of the avodas of the karbanos was only during the day, Kidichsib Yom Sivas is Bnei Yisrael, Aval Ha'esh al Mizbeach. The Esh al Mizbeach is all night. Ki Inyan Ha'esh al Mizbeach Ha'ya Kineged Ha'layla Makar Ha'tayvas. The Inyan Ha'esh al Mizbeach is Kineged the Laila, the night, nighttime, which is the Makar Ha'tayvas. Laila here means so many different things. Laila means when you're by yourself. Laila thinks your own thinking. Laila is that where no one else is near you. Laila also can be a place where in depression, in loneliness, it causes you. You have certain taivas come to you. Perhaps if something's a taiva, doesn't have to mean taiva. Taiva in the sense of I have a desire to do evil because it's something which I want for my goof, it's something which it pleases me. It also means that I'm somewhat upset with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Not everything is not going my way. So there's a certain rebellion. And I have a taiva for something. Belaila. Bo ye shilton hasitra da achra vahayesa horum miskabra oz beyosa. So if it happens at night, v'chol herhurum harum miskabra me'ikar halaila, so we do it at night. The night, the burning whole night, is to burn those desires, which is a result of the hero lev belayla. Od yeshlomer, another idea. The hinei kadosh baruch hu barov rachamav bara trufa lemakim and hamaka atzma. You see, the kadosh baruch hu gave us the refuah. Dekashe Yehudi nichshal b'cheit yeshlo mizeh yisurim mitzafon ech nichshal. Or yisurim mitzafon ech nichshal. Ech osa neged, how did you do this? V'oz meskayim bo. Zivche yelokim ruach nishbora. The ruach nishbora, ha ruach nishbora, hi zivche yelokim l'chaper achatasa. What does that mean? When you're melabin and be'esh, Shahashibarun lev hu ke'esha saref is the broken heart. Mavar eres es achit. And non inyan zeh hu rak b'chata'im shebemaisa, shekashayhu dechote b'maisa, nishba libo mizeh. When a person does something, his heart is broken. It's just like, you know, I remember as a child, it's funny, something would stay with me my whole life. I remember the first time I cheated on a test. I managed to remember, I think it was in fourth grade, I cheated on a test. I remember I came home, I was just, to myself, I couldn't live for myself. I couldn't believe that I came to cheat on a test. And sure enough, you know, as you grow and you're in school, Rahman al-Azdan, you start cheating a little bit more, it doesn't bother you as much. But the first time you do it, you nishbar liba mizeh, you just... how did I become such a person? How do you become such a person? How can you do it? It goes back to your machshavas. What were your machshavas? What caused you to be a balavaryan? What causes an individual to steal? What causes an individual to speak lashon hara and to hurt people, to say things about people? What causes an individual to do so many things against other individuals, against oneself? There's a certain hero halev. Yes, it's a taiva. There's also tainus which we have against the Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes. Chas v'shalom, but we think about it. Oh, why does he have something I don't have? Why am I having so many tsaras? We're going through something so difficult now. There's a way to think. And those machshavish b'tzafun, which is hidden in our hearts, can ultimately be the cause of doing something. It can also be done the idea to cause us to do sin. And then the nesivus completes v'hatorah hakadosha hi nitzchas. Now you understand as those Torahs are ola. Yes, time of the Beis HaMikdash. But now also. But parshas hakabonis malam delonu hatorah hakadosha gam kineged hehurim ha'etzah. You see from the Karban Ola, what do you have to do? You're giving everything that you have. Everything you have. It's Kolul, Chisor and Kiss. All of it is given for the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's Mesiras Nefesh. shekol dava shetashmishu ve'esh melabna ve'esh. V'zehu ma'akasev hi holo amagdamas be'akol halayla aboker. Sha'afila bizman hazeh, even today when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, u'bechiras layla yesh inyin ha'ola amokta yidei esh kodesh al Torah. The Eretz Tzvi is Rabbi Aryeh Zev Tzvi, Fromer, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Chachmi Lubin before the war, the Kajigal of Rebbe. Unbelievable. More and more I read of him. He's just unreal, the Chidushim, the Flum that he brings up. He says on this week's Pasha also something which is also Lashon of Ola, but also important for us. O Yesh Loma B'Yosa Tzorach HaKasa L'Zariz B'Makam Sheyesh B'Chisaron Kiss. And the Chisaron Kiss here, you'll never forget this. This pshat of a Chisaron Kiss. And for your sites to understand also why people fast on a Yorzite, why it's so important to Yorzite to observe. Behektem B'ya Loma Nikra Shema Karbonola. Why is it called a Karbonola? Why is it called Karbonola? Hinei ha'ola ba'a al ha'machshava. U'machshava ra'a eina kodesh baruch mitzarpa l'maisa. The Gemara in Kedushin says, a machshava ra'a is not mitzarpa l'maisa, but a machshava tov is mitzarpa. In other words, it is attached to your maisa, your thinking. But the machshava ra'a is kept separately. So he asks such a simple thing. If that's true, that the machshava ra is not mitzarev, so lechara lo mitzarev kapara. What do you need kapara? So the Nesiv Shalom said, no, you need kapara. That's you have to know what's over here. The reason why you're doing it is to remove the machshava totally. But the Eretz Tzvi is going to say something very different. Ach isa b'shem Chazal sheyesh tzadikim shem kivar harbe shanim began edim. Tzadikim who were in the Gan Eden for so many years. V'yachacha g'sherotzom halosom l'mokum gevorah yosa. And every year, l'mayda go higher and higher. By the way, this is the source. I found a source and I've heard. I don't know if this is a halakha l'maisa. But just to understand that after 50 years, there is a shita that you do not say Kaddish any longer for a lost one. Because after 50 years, they've already gone to the highest level in Gan Eden. But each level, each year that they go up, Tzricha Mirak Oda Pam Al Pagamim, each year, Mirak, erasing again on Pagamim to Kim Adko. On a Pagam in their Nefesh that they've received until now, Loha Yitzricha Mirak, but until now they didn't need it before. But as they grow, Lashon Karban Ola is Lashon Aliyah, going up and up and up. And now all of a sudden, when they got onto the 30th level, the Begam from the 29th level is now exposed. Tzorach Mirak. V'ayin Zor HaKodesh, the Began Eden, HaTachton Nasa Chalukas, the Rabban La'odam Aydei Maisa HaMitzvos. The Zohar says, in the Gan Eden, the Gan Eden HaTachta in this world will live below that level he is. There's a difference in the Maisa HaMitzvos of a Gan Eden Elyam or Usa Deliba, the heart, the thinking, something which you thought now is considered a sin. Imkein hu adim b'machshava ra. Shebegan Eden HaTachton ein nechsheves begam. It's not considered a begam lower down. But as you grow, what you did before all of a sudden is now considered an avera. It's a pegam, something wrong with you. That's why you need the karban ola. Because as you grow, and here it's an amazing thinking. Now be considered a chay, tiyelo kapara ideola. However, kasha, mesechus nadar, Ain matbilim kli kli sheyitman tiyatahir. He said, I don't understand that. I bring an ola now. I bring a carbon ola today. Later on in life, as I grow, or let's say we're talking about here the mace, as it goes from a level to level to level. So something which you've done, something which you thought on level 29, wasn't considered a pekam. You were a certain, you're a pasha to mensch. And then as you get older, you become a greater, greater tzaddik. So something which you did on level 29, now says, how could you do such a thing? How were you able to do such a thing? But Gemara in Darim says, what are you going to do? You can take a kli, I'm going to bring it to the mikveh now, so that later on, when it becomes tamei, it will be tahor. How can you do that? You only do it after it became tamei. Hachinami b'tumas achet lo shayeches tahor kodem shechola tuma. Also by your tumas achet, how does it help? I'm doing now, and later on it's going to help me? Even the aksha bodena ba'olam hazeh, ain't zeh neshav chet. In this world is not considered a chait. So, eich tochul hakapara shel hakarban ola shehutara lechait. How do what I do now is going to affect something years later? Achateira says, the malin sa'odam be'eis ha'areches karban ola, the shmei meromim b'makom shemachshava hara nachshavas. It's unbelievable. A person does something now. When he's a rechid, when he does the carbon ola, it lifts you into a higher world. In that world, it's considered a pagam. Umemela nasa mizeh chait. Umemela shayeches achshav tara shel hakarbon. And therefore, it's shayech now to the carbon. You lift yourself through the ola to that world. You don't stay there, you come back. Alkein nikra carbon ola. And therefore it's carbon ola, because through your actions now it lifts you into a higher world. I want to give an example. It's something we all know, Rabbi Kalimer, how we could sometimes when he introduces you, you think you're listening to your own hesped. And especially if you're at a wedding or something, he's giving you all of these accolades. And one day, I was joking with him, and I showed him a card that I received from an old Talmud of mine. And it was like three lines describing all of my accolades. And I found it a little bit humorous. I showed it to Rabbi Kalimer. I laughed about it. And then I jokingly said, Rabbi Kelman, you do the same thing. You say about all these things about me, like, I don't know who you're talking about. And one of the times Rabbi Kelman's father, he was honest. And he said, Inachinami. Inachinami. But if I describe you in a certain way, I want you to look at yourself that way. And then aspire to become like that. That's the carbon ola. To look at yourself in a certain way. I know how you are today. I want you to look at the carbon ola of what you can become. Go into that world, even for just a second. And you'll come back to this world. But that will cause you to grow. And none yesh bazeh eliya v'kotzba ki svivav nish'ara ma'od. HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktek im sevivav kechut asar. When it comes to tzaddikim, v'kiman she'odam hisalim over nas begedes sevivav. So once you lift yourself with your environment, meilat sarach lishomer mechatei dak, and therefore you'll be very careful even in the smallest of chait. B'yosat sarach hakasa lazaris b'makom sheyesh chisaron kis. Ah, what is chisaron kis? Ki hatam shakarish baruch medakta in svivavo. Ki behiyosa beshafel hamatsa. When you're on a lower level, begam dak neshav ke ain tumas base asar. Oh, when you're on a higher level, it becomes what? A tuma based like something which was hidden. Ki begam dak ain pogim beguf rak minashomashi yosheves bechadra chadorim. This chait on this level may not be, but as you grow, it's exposed. But as you grow, when you get into the next world, in a world le'olam haneshamos, in a world of only neshamos, v'sham ein haguf master klal, and there's no guf to cover you. Ki ein guf yachol alos neshamah, the guf, the physical doesn't go up there. Memeila yotas ha'penimus shelo, so your penimus, your innards, shelo are exposed. Shelo min hakis umi beis hastarim shelo. Chisaron kiss, there's nothing to hide. That's the lashon. Nothing to hide the pagam within you. Therefore, when you're in such a level, that machshava, how did you think of that? Nasa mizeh tuma. V'zeh biyotze tzorach ha'kosad lazaris b'mokam sheyesh bo chisaron kiss. What does that mean? Shapnimi yeshalo ein lo kiss. Alone, Necheva Sham Kebesa Storm. There's no place to hide it. Ubavada Yesh Bezeh Kama Madrigas. Comes upon him Yafos in a very similar idea, bringing it home as far as yard sites are concerned. The Pinchas Halevi Horovitz. And he explains, if this is in Parshas Balozcho. And he writes, "Umitam ze haminhag lisanos biyom shemesbo avu voimo." Why do we fast? Why do we fast on the night, on the day of a yahrzeit? Shabnesha haneshama misalas bechol shana meolam leolam. The neshama grows every single year. V'chol aliyah yimso alav din v'tikdute ha-mitzvos v'malin oso yedei hatanis v'atfilas. So each year he grows, he gets higher and higher. V'tikdute, and he's judged. L'kach amar Hashem yisparach l'moshe kachas ha-leviyim mitoch b'nei Yisrael v'bnei shemoshe hoi aliyosa yosa mikol Yisrael. The same concept of because they were in such a high level, meaning as you get into the world of tzaddikim, so the smallest of things are judged. Another, but this concept of Korban Olav going higher and higher, the Mi'orei Nayim speaks about what does it mean, Torah Lishma. Mitosha, Aderachem Yilmod Adam Shelo Lishma, Shemitok Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma. What does it mean? The person should always learn, even if we're learning Shelo Lishma, O Kam Lishma. The same concept. Mavur Kavar B'makamacher. Shakavana Sheli Olam Ye Adam Oseg Shelo Lishma. Even if it's no Lishma, sit and learn. Ki Lishma Ikare Ein Erech Lahasagaso. The highest of Lishma, you're not there. V'tame b'chol yom yasag yosir Lishma, but every day you get closer and closer to Lishma. V'yem masha avar love me'ha'asag Lishma, and what you learned before, nechshav as if shelo Lishma. Every time you learn, you go higher and higher. You look at it differently. You have deeper and deeper and deeper insights in something, and you look back at what you thought about 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's on a much lower level. Negin masha hisigato v'chein liyolam. Zeh mitok shelo lishma bali yom lishma v'tamen hu shelo lishma ki masha yesava shelo lishma. Later on, you realize that it's not the same. Comes the sefer Yismach Alev. Amma Rav Yehuda Marla Rav li olmi asak adam b'toru v'mitzvah afil shelo lishma. The same concept. What? Ki haTorah hi ein sof kinota. There's no end to Torah. V'nimtza bechirash lishma hu gam kein ein sof. Ki kol ot shemosav aholich mimadrega lemadrega. When you learn, you go higher to a higher level. Nisrach bu muchim shalom. You become yinerchavu. It becomes your mind expands. V'yodei ledabek es asma b'seichel hayoser gadol. I think when someone does dafyomi, Yeah, in Achanami, as you're going to Daf Yomi, you always joke, how long does it take for you to forget today's Daf? But your mind is open. You begin to see Kol HaTorah Kula. You can't believe the unbelievable Yam Shel Torah. Ki Adam Nikra Holech Avur Zeh V'chol Od Sheholech B'Madrega Yoseh Gedola Masig Yoser Amitas Or HaPnimis. And the further you go, you see the deepness of Torah. V'nikra ha-bechira sh'tiyel sh'loma mikudim sh'gila seichel zeh, nikra bechida sh'lo l'shma. In comparison of where you have grown, as it is, as you grow and grow deeper in Torah, what you've done before seems to be almost as if, it was almost l'shlo l'shma. And that's the concept of the Korban Ola. The Korban Ola is something which causes us to grow in the higher levels and to think that as you're learning to always grow in everything that we do, the Korban Ola is Lashon Aliyah. It's a Lashon Aliyah to bring us into higher levels of Avodas Hashem. One last piece from the Ksav Sofer. Tzavas Aaron v'zbanav leimar zos Torah ha'ola. So the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer. B'medrash emuva barashi ain't tzav el lushen zeros miyad l'doros. Tzorach l'havin alokol ha'mitzvahs hei miyad l'doros. We always know this. Adarab mitzvahs ha'krovas ha'ola eina ela b'zman shabbes ha'mikdash. The Isa b'Medrash, and we see in the Medrash, Ein Ola ba'al chaper, Ela al hir ha'lev. Shenema ha'ola al ruchachem, V'chol ha'maska'a nidim ba'esh. Kol ha'maska'a, anyone has taiva, anyone has a gaiva, nidim ba'esh. Shenema zos Torah sa'ola. Tzarech lo havin hazara zu, Sheshaych l'chol Yisrael. This is for everyone. Why Dafka does it seem as if he's speaking Dafka to the Kohanim? Now you understand, we'll say Tzavas Aaron v'zbanav leimar, because they're the ones who are bringing, mamish bringing the Korban Ola, but it's also the Mashav as we've shown until now. The Korban Ola is for everyone to think about, to understand. So it's Torah Ola. So he explains as follow. Uliyashiv nirali v'naktim b'medrash yalkut b'posuk. But Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od Mikol Adam Mashal Pnei Adam. Moshe was the most humble man. Yochel Anav Begufa Tamlova Ish Anav Bedato. What does that mean? Now we think only Begufa, meaning his physical, his outward expression, shall we say Anav. No, even his thinking, even his mind. Hinei Bechovas Halavavos Beshar Hachbina Okosav. Ish Beis Mine Gaius. There are two different of Gaiva. Guys be kufanias, the guys be ruchanias. Your guf and your spirituality. The guy is a gufanish, a mezga al yafa, v'toara, a gvurasa, v'arsha. Person becomes haughty because of success, how well he looks, his richness. Ruchanias a chachmasa, shalom a chachmas v'toara. And then it can also be spiritual. To become haughty, the fact that you have so much knowledge in Torah. Al yirasu k'dudasha de isbe yosem ishabani adam. Because since you're in a higher level, you know more than other individuals. Al shneim lo yiska adam. And on both of them, you shouldn't have gaiva. That's what the chazal is mazir, ma'od ma'od hari shafa ruach. The shafa ruach, you should have a lower spiritual, in other words, lower without gaiva, b'nageba kufanias. Benogeya Baruchnius. Moshe Rabbeinu Hoya Yachol Hiskaos Amalas Agufanis Alosho. He had met, he was 10 feet tall. He was supposed to be, it's interesting, the Greeks had a notion of Moshe Rabbeinu to being perfect physically, because they felt it was impossible for someone to be on such a high level spiritually without a physical beauty also. Omer Chazal Mipsola Shokluchos Nisasha Moshe. From the psolas of the luchos, he became rich. Ugivurasa Shagibar Hoya. ubeprato kovet hamadom shel yemelech Yisrael rosh berishon. V'chein hayu yachol esgaos hachachmasu k'tujosh she av l'neviyim. There's so much for Moshe to have gaiva. He was an av l'neviyim. No one lo komi Yisrael k'moshe od. Moshe av b'torah, av b'chachma, av neviyim. U'v'chol zos lo gava liba v'hoya anav ma'od mekol adam. V'lo hizkoa b'malas ha'gufanigis ki oma v'nachnu mo'a kisha oma korach negdam. And Korach says, who are we? I'm a Rav Lachem Lomo Tisnaso El Gahol. Ze Kavonis HaMedrash. Yochel Ono Begufo Ki Ad Ata Lahoyinu Yodim Rak Shehoya Ono Begufo. Until now, we knew there was only an Ono Begufo Shelo Gova Liba Velo Remez Einav HaShehoya Melech Yisrael. This was who Moshe is. And now he says, why to Aaron? Why to the children? That's who Moshe was, and that's who you should be like. There is a notion that happens so often as a person grows. And we see this in so many areas. When a person grows in richness, with money, a person grows in spirituality, the amazing Baal Tvila, or a Rav who's able, his spiritually is able to give over so much Torah, it can also lend itself at that moment to a portion of Gaiva. Look what I have accomplished. Look what I can accomplish. Look who I am. Tzav es Aram ves banav lemar zos Torah sa'ola. Tzav, you, Aharon, you who are going to be the leader in the spiritual realm, and your children and their children, they should all realize of what the possibility to become a Balgaivana can be from this and that. You have to be careful, Bizarres. I can end off now with just an idea of that when it came to the Miluim, so in the Kabri Miluim, all of the Kohanim at one time would two or whatever it was, that all of them would do the Smichas Yod at one time, which later on they did not. And the Briska Rav had explained the reason is because at this point in time, they now became Kohanim. It was like the Haskalah, or let me put a difference, it was the Yesod Yesodos. And what is that? Well, usually with a partnership, one person has to do it, and then another person does it. Here, there was no partnership. It was a new Knesset, a new Bria called Mamlechas Kohanim, or the Kohanim themselves. I think the pshat is what perhaps the idea behind it is. The Kohen was the Shliach. He was a representative of Klal Yisrael. He was also the representative of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I think the deeper idea was, he was only a shliach for somebody else. To be a real shliach, to really be someone who is an Oved Hashem, is someone who can bring, go into the Beis HaMikdash, to go to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, are only individuals who realize they're here for somebody else and not for themselves. It's almost as if I have no independent identity. I'm simply a representative of a greater cause, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that of Klal Yisrael. That is the ultimate purpose of a Kohen. And perhaps that is also that we who are Mamlechas Kohanim, to think of that, to in a sense negate our own ego. What causes an individual to be a Chote? The Taiva of Laiva. What does that mean? What causes an individual to be a transgressor? I think the answer is because we remove ourselves and we think of ourselves, our own needs. And the more we think about only of our own needs is that which causes us to be a chote. And perhaps that is the greatest Torah that we could learn of a Torah Sa'ola. To become individuals who always be a shliach for Klal Yisrael, meaning to help all of Klal Yisrael in their needs, to help a fellow Jew, to help the whole world, to help other individuals survive. We're seeing more and more. It's amazing after all of these weeks of being in quarantine. We all miss going to shul. We all miss davening in a minyan. And you hear, even yesterday, and so many examples of shuls that are open, insisting to be open. What does that mean? Is that a mamaleches kohanim? What do you think you're accomplishing? Do you realize you're trying to be a shliach of somebody else? Do you realize the whole concept is to think of other individuals? Will your tefillas be accepted when you're exposing others individuals to a possible illness, an illness that can be deadly? What tefillah do you think anyone's going to listen to? Do you think your tefillas will be accepted by the Kaddish Baruch Hu? Are you acting in a way that's truly a mamleches kohanim? I don't think so. Not that I don't think so, you are not. A Kohen is an individual who does it as an onav ma'od. That's what you have to emulate Moshe Rabbeinu. It is not about me. It's about everyone else but me. He writes on as we prepare this week to come to next week, the Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol, which is the beginning, you know, getting ready for Pesach. We have to remove all of the chametz from within us. Bedikas chametz. To look within us. What is causing you to act? What is causing one to act in a certain way? Is it really an avodas Hashem that you're after, or is it some personal gaiva? Yes, Hashem, we should all be zocha to be bedvodek the chametz, and we should be mevair the chametz, to destroy the chametz, and then we'll be roi to receive the nisim and the flows of Chodesh Nisim. Refuah Shleima to all of Klal Yisrael. Refuah Shleima to the entire world. And Yehi Ratzon will be able to return together to be Ovid Hashem again in the Kehillah and the Knesset Yisrael, and to daven with other individuals, to learn with each other. And this time we'll be able to realize what does it mean? Matovo, Alecha, Yaakov, Mishkan Nesecha, Yisrael, Sheves Achim, Gam Yachad. We can't wait until the point of Sheves Achim, Gam Yachad.